صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Now if we look at this verse carefully, we see that there are three groups mentioned over here. There are those whom Allah has favored, those whom who have incurred the wrath of Allah, and those who are astray. And what is interesting is to see that Allah only attributes the action of these three groups, only one of them is attributed to Him. Only the first group where He says, or we say to Him, the path of those whom you have favored. But we don't say, for example, the path of those whom you are angry with, or the path of those whom who you have led astray. That you is only coming in the first group, where we are attributing the fact that those people have been favored to Allah, that He is the one who has favored them. What is the reason for this? The reason for this difference is that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure goodness, and only goodness emanates from Him. So it is not He that chooses to be angry on people just because He wants to be. It's not He that chooses to lead people astray. When we mention the idea of how does Allah misguide people, when it says in the Quran that Allah misguides, we saw that this is simply Allah letting us go the way we want to go. It is our choice. And we see this being reflected over here. In this verse, we see that it is only because of the bad choice of the people that they incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only because of the bad choice of the people that they end up going astray. And that is one of the reasons why Allah is not attributing the action of these two second groups, the second and the third, to Himself, but rather only the first is. And that we also have mentioned, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every ni'mah that we have, every blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this group, because they have been guided and they're traversing that path, that is only because of Allah. The source of all their good deeds and their good actions is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, His wrath is simply a lack of His mercy. His misguidance is simply a lack of guidance. It is there for all of us, but when we choose not to take it, that is when we see that the opposite is being incurred. If we look at one of the verses that talks about how Prophet Ibrahim is talking to Allah, the Quran quotes Prophet Ibrahim to say, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When he is describing Allah, one of his sentences, and when I get sick, it is He who cures me. And we see the same concept being manifested in the words of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he doesn't attribute the sickness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sickness is to Himself. He says, when I get sick. Why? Because the sickness is a lack of health. And that lack is a lack of goodness, which is attributed only to Himself. But when he talks about him being cured, he doesn't say it is I that get cured. He says it is He that cures me. And so that curing is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to shaytan. If we look at what shaytan says, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. He said, my Lord, as you have caused me to stray, and then he continues his words. And so this idea of misguiding, he is attributing it to Allah. And we see the difference either in the knowledge or in the relationship between these two personalities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.